It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Stanton, in for Ben Kiefer. News Buzz edition of the program today. We have about a half dozen items to get through the hour with you today. Thank you for being with us. Later in the program, we'll hear about how Iowa researchers have created a vaccine for dust mite allergies. We'll hear about an investigation into how nine men in Iowa used social media to sexually exploit a minor. And in the second half of the program, we'll hear about the Iowa State Fair, which is coming soon. And we'll also hear about the Buddy Bench, hear about that project that a nine-year-old in Iowa has put together. But first, this week, the annual Kids Count report was published by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. That report looks at four main areas that can help determine quality of life for children, including statistics on education, social, economic, and physical well-being. And with us to discuss the findings is Mike Crawford, Senior Associate and Fiscal Director at the Child and Family Policy Center in Des Moines. River to River producer Emily Woodbury spoke with Crawford earlier, and she asked him about the purpose of such a report.
The Casey Foundation looks at all 50 states and the District of Columbia, and they try and determine how the states are doing individually and collectively in a comparison to one another in these education, health, and welfare indicators, really as a way to kind of show policymakers where their state's at and what they maybe can do to try and improve the conditions in a state or what conditions need to be improved.
Iowa fared pretty well in the report, receiving the number one ranking in the health category. What can we attribute this to?
Well, I think there are a couple reasons. One is we've done a very good job of educating people in the state of Iowa about the importance of the Children's Health Insurance Program, the Hawkeye Program. It's gone very well. So we've increased the number of kids that have health insurance, and so we're at the top there among the states as far as the children, really the lowest amount of children without health insurance. Also, our child and teen death rate has gone down about 25 to 30% in the last 10 years, which is a very good sign. And I think the reason for that might be the increased use of child safety restraints and seat belts in cars, because a major contributor to death among young children and teens is automobile accidents. So those are two areas we've done a good job, and I think that's why we're at the top of the nation.
Mm-hmm. And Iowa scored in the top 10 for almost all the categories, three of the four categories. Why do you think, when it comes to safety measures in your car, I'm sure, other states do those things as well, but why is Iowa faring so well in this report, just kind of broadly?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. As I mentioned earlier, I think the educational process we have available to educate people about the importance of this is very good. Also, I think there's a culture in the state of Iowa that we've always been a state that's taken pride in raising our children and raising them well and hopefully turning them into a good adult. So I think those factors combined, and probably in addition to a few more, really help Iowa to be at the top. And as you mentioned, we're number one in health and we're number three overall. I think we've done a very good job. And even our lowest indicator, our lowest domain is education. We're still in the top 25%. So it's good news across the board, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned insured children, that we have a lot of insured children in Iowa. And while the number of uninsured children has decreased, there's still a disparity between white and black children and Latino children. Specifically, Latino children are more likely to be uninsured. Why is this?
Well, I think it gets back to, again, the education. We've done a good job in the African-American community of educating people to the importance of child health insurance program. Maybe not so well in the Hispanic or Latino community. And I'm not sure the reason for that. It could possibly be there is more of a level of distrust among government and government programs and people in the Hispanic and Latino communities. And so maybe they're less apt to sign up for programs like this and not so sure of it or the reasons for it. So that could be – that's just kind of a guess on my part, but otherwise we're doing very well.
Mm-hmm. And this is the 25th year this information's been collected for the report. Is that right?
That's correct. The Casey Foundation has been doing this for 25 years. 1990 was their very first year, and they've expanded the book over the course of the years, and they've also given out funding to states to do a state book across the 25 years. And Iowa was one of the very first eight states to receive a grant in 1991 to do a state data book, which we've done since then. And now they have grants for all 50 states and the District of Columbia to collect data. So I say it's a very good program.
Do you see some major trends, looking over this data for 25 years? What's changing and what kind of remains stagnant?
Well, I think we've continued to improve in our health indicators, as you might guess, because of our ranking. Education, we were improving, but we're not improving as greatly as we are in health areas. It's kind of a slow increase. And so it's good news that we are improving, but I'm sure we would like to have a greater increase. Some of the opposite areas are some of the economic areas, the child poverty has increased the last few years. And what happened was, we started this book in 1990, and in the 1990s, the economy is doing very well, so the child poverty level dropped during the 90s. And then in the early 2000s, it started to rise again. And then the last 5 or 6 years, it's risen even more. So we've kind of lost those gains in the 1990s over the last few years. So that's one area, it's a little bit of a roller coaster back and forth. And then another area we're not doing so well is the number of children in single-parent families. That just continued to increase across the board, across the years. We're now up to 30%. In the state of Iowa, so 3 out of 10 kids live in a single-parent family, so that's not good news.
And we're not just talking about kids here. The report takes a look at teenagers as well, and I think the main trends that came out of this report were that were pretty positive. Teens were binge drinking less, doing drugs less, and having fewer babies in their teens.
That's very true. And again, I get back to that education, I think, as far as educating the kids about the importance of not binge drinking or not drinking or taking drugs. And then also the last 20 years or so, we've had a decrease again throughout the years of young women giving birth and giving birth before they're married. So those are both good signs.
And would you attribute that to increases in sex education and more information on that subject?
I would, exactly. I think the education is very important in that area. And also, I think we can show the kids what a good future looks like, a future where they delay childbearing or they decline until they're married, or until they're in their 20s, and when they're really kind of established financially, and show them the benefit of doing so instead of having a child before they're married as a teen, because it can be very difficult to get out of that hole when you climb into that at that age.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously we'd like to be in the top 10 in all four categories, but we ranked 13th in education. So still, doing pretty well. But is there anything we could be doing better?
I think we're doing well in education. All four of the indicators for that domain has shown improvement over the last few years, so that's a good sign. Maybe we're not improving as much as some of the other states, and that's why our ranking among the states was a little lower than the other domains that the Casey Foundation looked at. But again, we're increasing the number of kids in preschool, trying to do that. If we have the financial means to provide some more money for helping low-income families afford preschool, I think that'd be a very good sign, help kids get ready for school before they enter school. And then also, we're increasing the number of kids that are fourth graders in reading and eighth graders in math who are proficient in those areas, and that's a good sign, so they continue to improve also. And the last category is we have more and more kids graduating on time with their peers, and that's a good sign. So we're improving, maybe not as quickly as some of the other states, but we are at least going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Do we learn anything by looking at ranking ourselves against the other states in this report? I mean, what can be gained by a ranking system?
Well, I think what you do, you take away from it as you feel like you're doing things the right way. And when you look at your peers, either the contiguous states or across the country, how you're doing. Well, we can kind of get a false sense of security if we're ranked number one or two or three, but there are certain areas in the state we're not doing so well. Or if we want to kind of rank Iowa against only Iowa, what's Iowa doing in 2012 or 2014 compared to maybe 2000? What are the areas we need to improve on? And I think it's very important to look at ourselves 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and see where we were, and see where we've made improvements and celebrate those, and then also look at the places we need to improve and work on those.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest takeaway for you? Do you see anything from this report playing into the next legislative session, for instance?
Well, I hope the legislature looks and sees what we've been doing right and what the state's been doing well, and they just enhance those programs and make sure those programs are still funded and don't go away, because they have really made a difference for Iowa families. I mean, the Children's Health Insurance Program is a very big success. Things we can do to help more kids get into preschool and get ready for school when they enter kindergarten age 5. Those are the areas I think are very, very important for the legislature to look at.
Mike, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mike Crawford is a senior associate and fiscal director at the Child and Family Policy Center in Des Moines. And more information on the Kids Count report can be found at datacenter.kidscount.org.